Australia, 2015, the struggle continues. Stop the forced closures of Aboriginal communities in Western Australia and all across Australia. These were the opening words of a solidarity statement political prisoners in the United States recently sent to Aboriginal communities in Australia. This is Jan Lahman, your political prisoner voice, coming to you from the federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. Let me share some ugly information with you that the mainstream U.S. corporate media is not reporting. The government of the state of Western Australia recently announced the imminent closure of almost 150 Aboriginal communities and towns. By closure, it means that the water and electricity and the schools and healthcare facilities in these towns will be shut down. The Western Australian government has decided and decreed that Aboriginal communities must be located no more than 100 kilometers from large towns or cities. Any Aboriginal towns and communities located further away can be closed. This sounds absurd in the 21st century. This is nothing but a racist, blatantly colonialist assault against the original indigenous people of Australia. This policy really sounds like it is designed to drive people off their land. By emptying Aboriginal areas of their inhabitants, the land becomes available to the huge mining corporations that are closely linked with the Western Australian government. The Western Australian government has tried to explain its policy by labeling Aboriginal communities as quote-unquote dysfunctional. They are trying to demonize these communities by raising issues like alcohol abuse, unemployment, child abuse, and poverty. No doubt such problems do exist in Aboriginal communities, as they unfortunately also do in other sectors of Australian society. This is similar to when conservative politicians here in the U.S. point to drug and alcohol abuse in Native American, Black, and Brown communities when they want to put more cops in an area or cut back programs or funding for these areas. So the Western Australian government is using old politicians' tricks to justify what is a racist land grab policy. Australia is a large country with vast areas that are lightly populated. Only Aboriginal towns and communities are subject to this policy, requiring them to be located within 100 kilometers of majority white large towns or cities. This policy isn't meant for Crocodile Dundee and his mates. This is the Australian government once again going after Aboriginal people still living on their ancestral lands in remote areas which now are suspected of having rich mineral resources. This ugly government policy has met with significant popular opposition. Two large rounds of demonstrations, one in April and one on May 1st, have taken place in towns and cities across Australia. Aboriginal people and Australians of all backgrounds have come out into the streets in the thousands to show their opposition to this unjust policy. This government decree violates international law and the human rights of Aboriginal people. At this juncture, the government is pushing ahead with this policy, but more demonstrations are being planned, and it is expected even more people will come out to show their opposition to this racist, colonialist assault on Aboriginal communities and their land. For more information, you can go to www.sosblackaustralia.com. Let me repeat that. www.sosblackaustralia.com. You can also show your support at hashtag SOS Black Australia. That's hashtag all capital letters SOSBLAKAUSTRALIA. This is Jan Lahman. Until next time, remember, all around the world, freedom is a constant struggle.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.